Hello all, and thank you for joining me as we continue our learning of A Daily Dose of Bitachon. We're up to Chapter 2, titled, My Boss Takes Care of Me. The first benefit of Bitachon is Menuchas HaNefesh, usually translated as peace of mind, which most people would identify as a highly coveted trait. They may even see it as the very definition of happiness. Menuchas HaNefesh, which has no true English equivalent, can be described as tranquility, serenity, and absence of worry or stress. Imagine that no matter what goes on around you, whether you're sitting on a beautiful beach in the perfect weather, or rushing to the hospital with a broken leg, within your heart, all is calm. Rechavos Halevavos describes Menuchas HaNefesh as the picture of perfect tranquility. Let's imagine what that feels like. You've completed a successful business deal, you've just married off your last child, you're healthy. Everything is great and nothing can possibly be better. With Bitachon, these blessings imbue us with Menuchas HaNefesh. Without Bitachon, the very same blessings spawn a mass of worry. What if the business isn't successful? Will your daughter have a happy marriage? How long will your health hold out? Bitachon is the ingredient that converts Hashem's blessings into our happiness. Chacham Yehuda Hades said, in the name of his teacher, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that he saw a letter from the Altar of Kelm, or Rav Yisrael Salander, in another version of the story. The letter stated that the Altar's daughter was having certain health problems, and she visited a doctor. The doctor told her that there was nothing wrong with her health. Her symptoms were from stress, and her treatment was Menuchas HaNefesh. The daughter was very impressed, because she had grown up hearing her father preach about Menuchas HaNefesh. She wrote to her father, excited to share that the doctors believe in Menuchas HaNefesh too. Her father wrote back and told his daughter to ask the doctor, which pharmacy can you buy Menuchas HaNefesh? Adding, you, my daughter, raised in the home, know where one can acquire Menuchas HaNefesh. So if you are looking for an alternative medicine to achieve Menuchas HaNefesh, you'll find it in Chovos HaLevavos. When we set our mind to developing our Bitachon, we are in the process of acquiring Menuchas HaNefesh, for when we rely on our Creator, we have no worries. As the Chovos HaLevavos tells us, this peace of mind comes to us because we rely on Hashem, as the servant relies on his master. This vital point is reflected in the order of gates, or chapters, into which the Chovos HaLevavos is organized. The gate of Bitachon follows the gate of service to Hashem. Because we serve Hashem and he is our master, we are compelled to rely on him. Nothing we have is our own. It is all provided by the Master, who has all the resources in the world and a limitless desire to care for us. We have a boss, a benevolent Master, and we are acting improperly if we do not rely on him. As an analogy, imagine a new employee arrives for his first day at work at a major corporate headquarters located in a sparkling skyscraper. The employee brings with him a ream of printed paper, a small portable heater, and a folding chair. When he arrives, his boss asks, what's all this for? The employee says, well, I wasn't sure what you'd have here, so I brought my own stuff just in case. The boss is insulted. What kind of third-rate company does this new employee think he's working for? Of course the company provides the staff with paper, chairs, and adequate heat. A good worker is confident that his boss will provide whatever he needs to do his job. A good worker relies on his boss. In his Sefer Or LeZion, Chacham Ben Zion quotes a pasuk in Shmos, Re'u ki Hashem nosa lachem ha-shabbos, akin hu nosa lachem b'yom ha-shishi lachem yomayim. See that is Hashem who, having given you Shabbos, therefore gives you a double portion on the sixth day. He explains that a person shouldn't worry about how he will be able to keep Shabbos or have enough food for the day. Hashem has commanded a person to keep Shabbos, and he therefore provides him parnosa, that he can follow the laws of Shabbos. Chacham Ben Zion continues that this principle does not only apply to the mitzvah of Shabbos, rather, Shabbos serves as an exemplar for all mitzvahs. Hashem satisfies all our needs, so we are able to carry out his mitzvahs. As the Gemara teaches, the one who gives life gives sustenance. When God grants a person life, he provides all the necessary sustenance that comes along with it. Likewise, when he gives a person a challenge, he supplies everything that is required to deal with it. This principle can be applied to all the problems with which a person grapples. For example, If a man begins learning in Kollel, he may worry about how he will be able to support his family. Such a person should recognize that Hashem commanded a man to learn Torah and to have children, and therefore he will provide. Just rely on him. Although not everyone is on the level to commit to learning in Kollel, this example highlights the concept. There's a logic behind our trust, as the Gemara in Kedushin quotes from Rav Shimon ben Elazar, "In all my days, I have not seen an animal with a trade. I have not seen a deer that is a leather worker or a cat that is a baker. And yet, all of their needs are taken care of. If this can be seen with animals, which were created to serve human beings, surely the same applies to people who can be confident that they are able to earn a parnassah without any pain. Furthermore, for those who have higher levels of betachon, their work will be blessed and they will not need to work as tirelessly as others. Hashem gives us the ability to fulfill his mitzvos. The same is true regarding tzedakah. When Hashem commands us to give tzedakah, he gives us the ability to do so as well. The Peleoitz provides a visual aid for understanding this command. Imagine that someone slipped $1,000 under their neighbor's door and asked, "Please give me back $100. Of course, the person would return the $100. Similarly, a person only has to give miser out of the great majority of the money Hashem has provided to him. We have to understand that Hashem is the boss, and we need to stop pretending that we know better and we can figure it out on our own. We need to simply trust in Hashem. If that means that there's a flat tire, we need to trust that that flat tire is the best thing for us. With that, hopefully, we'll build the confidence, we'll build that trust, and to realize that just like that boy, the man who walks into work carrying a folding chair, is seen as silly, so too when we try to outsmart ourselves or figure every single aspect of everything out, we look just as silly as that man. Let us learn to turn to Hashem and have more trust in him. Have an amazing day.